2 weeks ago, just in passing, I mentioned a story about tigers in Malibu, and did connect with somebody, some of the neighbors, and they're going to be on next week. I didn't realize that part of Malibu is in Ventura County. So we'll talk to them next week. I also mentioned the story about the Carpinteria Council may give smokers a break and locating a smoking designated area, the corner of 9th and Elm, is on the potential locations. Area 4 feet by 7 feet. It'll come with a bench, cigarette trash receptacle, and signs designating the area as permissible for smokers. Labor and construction would cost around $4,000. And I started thinking, you know, if it becomes successful and popular, maybe they'll, you know, they'll put walls around it, a roof. Maybe they'll serve liquor, food. They could call it a bar.
That's true.
Have a smoker's bar. Not going to happen. That was the big argument when they wanted to do away with smoking in bars and restaurants. The very conservative bent was let people decide. You could have some owners say, you know what, this is a smoke-free establishment, and others say you can smoke here. I don't think this is going to get off the ground. So then they went from I'm more offended by secondhand cigarette butts than I am secondhand smoke. I don't know what it is about smokers that they think they have the right to just flick that little cigarette butt anywhere. And a letter to the editor titled, "Forget the Bags, What About Butts?" And he was talking about the banning of the single-use plastic bags. And he said, "Interesting, but I counted 21 cigarette butts in the parking lot between my car and my favorite coffee shop the other day, and a couple were still burning." So I know what he means. The cigarette butts are just awful. Smoke if you want them. Smoke if you got them. Is that the expression?
Smoke them if you got them.
But my buddy used to put out a cigarette with his hand, you know, flick out the burning ash, and then stick the butt in his pocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of disgustingly smelly, but you could keep a little, you know, bag, like you got to clean up after your dog,
yeah.
Those little bags. Keep a little plastic, little metal container, the size of like a lipstick container, and put your butt in there. There wouldn't be, put the bag in your butt and, you know. So maybe if you're really truly environmentalist, you should really ban filtered cigarettes. That would solve the problem. This was a recent invention. When they first made cigarettes, there was no filters. And the filters are horrible. They go down there. They're more a problem than these single-use plastic bags. And they're, yeah, and then people can buy plastic cigarette holders that have reusable filters. Recycle them and... They're made from single-use plastic bags, in fact, so it's kind of a nice synergy. So just a little update on the health insurance and how it affects independent contractors such as myself. I get my own insurance through Blue Shield and pay about $330 a month. I have a $5,000 deductible. Well, lo and behold, back in the summer of 2013, I received a refund because of the new healthcare law. Got a check for $71. Now, my payments are almost $4,000 a year, so $71 wasn't a lot of money, but I thought, well, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. And then I got a free colonoscopy as well with the new healthcare. Yeah, yeah. So I got the $71. I got a free colonoscopy. Now, the end of the year 2013, I received a notice that my insurance is going up $104 a month, which is more than 30%. So I was paying almost $4,000 a year. Now I'm going to pay another $1,200 a year. So I got a second free colonoscopy. Ain't life grand? We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.